really quite a shocking figure. You know, I think to break that down, there's 9,615 empty homes in Donegal. That figure is 2,807 in Leitrim, and then there's 3,954 in Sligo. It's absolutely appalling, and it can't be allowed to stand any longer. You know, that we have made some positive progress on this issue in recent years. A lot of your listeners will be aware that there are now grants that you can get for renovating vacant and derelict homes, for example. But they don't go far enough. They're still too hard for people to actually like access those grants. There's too much red tape, too much bureaucracy around them. So what we're asking for now is, you know, for basically for this whole process to be streamlined, if we want to actually bring these empty homes back into use, then we need to actually remove some of that red tape, and there's so much more that we could be doing, because at the end of the day, all of us, no matter who we are or where we come from, we need a home where we can rest easy, where we can wake up feeling safe and secure. And at the moment, so many of us don't have that, and I think everybody who is listening to your show will know as well, and somebody, whether that's a family member, a friend, or maybe it's them themselves as well, who are affected by the housing issues that we've seen in this country over the last few years. And so it really is just unacceptable that we have so many empty homes in a time when so many people need them.
The housing crisis certainly has been to the fore of late as well. And as you mentioned, vacant homes and dereliction is becoming an issue right across the country. But Uplift have published a report on how to tackle that crisis.
Yes, exactly. So we've commissioned some research. At Uplift, and we have members all across the country, over 330,000 Uplift members now actually, and people basically contributed small amounts of money to help us pay for a research report, so we can actually find out exactly what it is that needs to be done to try and bring these homes back into use. So there's a whole list of things that research has shown could be done to try and streamline the process and also basically make those grants easier for people to get. So things like, even things as simple as actually accurately reporting and the number of empty homes that's out there. So at the moment, you know, there is a vacant homes tax, for example. That's not actually really being properly enforced at all. The result of that is that people basically can leave those homes empty without any repercussions, and therefore they just remain empty. They sit there, they fall into disrepair, nothing's being done about them. So that's one thing straight away. We need to accurately actually keep track of those homes that are empty, find out why they're empty, and then action needs to be taken to try and bring them back into use.